This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
Mike Adams.
The amount of drugs that people take, it's absolutely shocking. Most people are on drugs.
The Health Ranger Report.
Everybody's worried about the zombie apocalypse. It's already here, people.
It's time for the Health Ranger Report.
The Health Ranger Report.
And now from naturalnews.com, here's Mike Adams.
I have heard from so many African-American Christians now who have seen my new video called The Science Agenda to Exterminate Blacks. And it is a horrifying video lecture, but it's also based in truth. And in that lecture, which you can see at naturalnews.com, I detail the multiple vectors. It's like five or six vectors through which a depopulation has been pushed, specifically targeting Africans and people of African descent. It includes covert infertility. It includes heavy metals poisoning. It includes RNA interference technology in the food supply and other vectors. And you need to see this film. And it's really, actually, the comments that I'm getting are saying that it's confirming what they have long suspected, because it also covers the abortion industry, which targets predominantly African-American communities. And the abortion industry murders babies, of course. Partial birth abortions, a baby that is a living human being with memories and feelings and perceptions that could survive in the world, is partially born and then murdered by severing the spinal column right before the head comes out. And this baby, usually a black baby, is then ripped apart and its tissues are sold off to make material for vaccines. So we're talking about medical cannibalism. And no one has denied this, by the way. It can't be denied because it is written right on the vaccine ingredients sheets. If you look at vaccine insert sheets, they talk about the human diploid cells that are used to make the vaccines. It's listed on the vaccines for, you know, chickenpox vaccine and or measles or mumps or other vaccines. Smallpox vaccines are using crazy ingredients as well. So these ingredients are totally widely acknowledged. And if you wonder where they come from, where are they getting the babies to make the vaccines? The answer is the abortion industry. And the abortion industry predominantly targets black babies in America. So I'm hearing from a lot of African-American Christians who have been opposed to abortion for their own religious reasons for a long time. But now, thanks to this video lecture, they're connecting the dots and they're seeing that the abortion industry, it's not just randomly aborting black babies. It's not, you know, killing just, what is it, 500,000 black babies a year or something? I don't know the exact number. It's a lot. Maybe it's only 200,000, but it's a lot. I mean, I shouldn't even use the word only. It's a holocaust against black children, obviously black families. It's a form of genocide and eugenics. And if you go back to Margaret Sanger, the founder of Planned Parenthood, she was a racist eugenicist who openly talked about, in her words, black people being what she called human weeds that had to be exterminated. And Planned Parenthood, of course, is fulfilling that mission. So these are horrifying subjects. These are crimes against humanity. These are such heinous crimes that I, even though I'm not an African American in the classic definition, I also understand that we are all African in terms of our ancestry. All our ancestries came from Africa. And that we are all human beings. We're all brothers and sisters. We're all creatures of God. Every one of us has the right to live without being murdered. So to me, there is no distinction between black skin and white skin and brown skin. To me, we're all humans. We all deserve life. We all deserve a chance at being born and living. And those who murder innocent children in the womb or as they're coming out the birth canal, those who murder them are murderers. And the fact that this murder specifically targets black people is sending shockwaves throughout the culture of America. And you know what makes this even more compelling, by the way? Not just the fact that I am a scientist, I'm a published scientist. I founded an analytical food science lab that is ISO accredited, is recognized around the world. We have developed methods that have been published, and we're working on other methods and so on. And I do not support the violent tactics of the group called Black Lives Matter, because Black Lives Matter has been hijacked by George Soros and the Democrats that preach division between black people and white people. That is a scam. They want to keep us divided so that we're fighting and bickering with each other while they are killing off black people covertly behind the scenes through infertility, sterilization, heavy metals poisoning, vaccine poisoning of young black males, and so on. They want us fighting with each other. And that's what Black Lives Matter has become. That's why a lot of black people have left Black Lives Matter, because they realize that Black Lives Matter is not a legitimate movement that addresses the real war being waged against black people. The real war is not even really being waged by a racist wearing pointy white hats, although there are a few of them, but the far deeper war, the more devastating war, is waged by scientists in lab coats and executives of globalist corporations and globalists themselves, depopulation pushers, who, by the way, are almost all white people, for whatever, however relevant that is. The globalists are mostly white people who are trying to eliminate black people. So just, put that on the record, make a note of that. And so for me to come out as someone who is seen as white, even though I'm Native American, by the way, but I'm seen as being white, and I am a published scientist, I am a credible scientist, a lab director, and so on. For me to come out and say these things is so important and so impactful, because it can't be just immediately discounted. It's going to raise eyebrows. Of course, it's going to be attacked. People will say, it's just a bunch of conspiracy theories. But black people know that there's a very strong thread of truth to all of this. It's black folks who know, deep down, they know that they're being targeted. They know that their populations are shrinking relative to Latino populations, for example. Deep down, they know that the Democrat Party has abandoned them in favor of illegal immigration. Why are most black people, well, not most, but such a high percentage of black men unemployed? Because their jobs have shifted over to lower wage workers, illegal workers, and so on, in many cases. And the black communities across America are in many ways being devastated through not just the heavy metals in the water, like I talked about, but these deliberate targeting campaigns that take away economic opportunity from black populations, that also criminalize black men, especially into a corporate-run prison system. Now, I'm not saying that everybody that's in prison who's black doesn't deserve to be there. Surely, among black people and white people and Latino people, there are certain violent criminals, murderers, rapists, what have you, who obviously deserve to be in prison and need to be there. However, when you look at these non-victim drug crimes, like someone selling pot or possessing a small amount of marijuana, or other so-called victimless crimes, why are our prisons filled with so many young black men who have been thrown away, discarded by society, thrown into a gulag, essentially, from which they will never really escape, because then they have a felony charge on their record, and then they can't get employment? Because you go to an employer with a felony record, and every employer says, nope, I'm not going to take the risk, not going to hire you, when your only crime may have been that you possessed some amount of marijuana, which is legal now in, 12 states or something. I don't know the exact number. It's legal increasingly across the United States. And yet, our prisons are filled with so many young black men you know, if instead of sending them to prison, if we could send them to places where they could just have an education opportunity. I mean, what's their crime? Having some marijuana? Really? That's it? You're going to throw them in prison for that? You should send them to a school. Why not have the state pay for their education instead of paying to feed them toxic prison food and have them indoctrinated by prison gangs? Because when they get out of prison, what are their opportunities? Nothing. Their only opportunity is to go back to a life of crime because they can't even get hired. And the jobs are being taken by, in many cases, illegal aliens anyway. And I know I'm getting into, you know, this is no longer just the genocide angle here and abortion, but, you know, it's, there are so many layers of warfare against a young black man in America today that it's astonishing and it's embarrassing. And, you know, even like the whole Second Amendment issue, you know, I love when I see young African-American men getting their concealed carry permits and learning how to use a gun in their self-defense. Because, as I've said before, many people, when they see a black man with a gun, they think criminal. When I see a black man with a gun, with a concealed carry permit, and holding that gun correctly, I see a citizen. I don't see a threat to society. I see a defender of society. And it is that defense of society that we need to recruit more African Americans into the good side of society rather than just discarding them and thrusting them into the prison system or trying to eliminate their gene pool, which is what science and medicine is doing through the food supply and through vaccines and through heavy metals poisoning of the water supply and the cancer industry and so on and so forth. So, you know, look, Black Lives Matter has it wrong. It's been hijacked, in my view. But there is a legitimate grievance that needs to be addressed about how Black people in America are being systematically targeted through covert means, things that you don't see, things that aren't carried out by men wearing white pointy hats. This has nothing to do with the KKK. This has nothing to do with white supremacists. I mean, not like the typical image that you see in some movie or something. So, I don't know, a bunch of Nazi symbol rednecks or whatever. That's not what is really happening. What's really happening is being conducted by white men who promote depopulation, who are billionaires, and who are funding the eugenics operations, who are funding Planned Parenthood, who are funding the cancer industry in some cases, the vaccines that are disproportionately damaging to young black males and so on. This is being done by wealthy billionaires, like some of the wealthiest people in the world. I mean, you look at like Bill Gates. Why does Bill Gates and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, why are they always sending money to infertility research in Africa? Think about it. He invented an ultrasonic, well, I mean, not invented, he funded the invention of an ultrasound device that you press onto a man's scrotum and you turn it on and it blasts his scrotum and he can't produce sperm for 6 months. It's like birth control for men. And they're funding that, but it's all about Africa. And why do you think Ebola happened in Africa? Why do you think the Black Plague, and Black Death and all these things, why are these bioweapons, why do they always get released, accidentally on purpose, in Africa? You see, see, black folks understand this. A lot of white folks don't get it because white folks live predominantly their lives are, you know, a lot of white kids never grew up in a time when they were discriminated against or they were bullied. A lot of white kids just have it too easy, frankly. I mean, a lot of these millennials, they believe the world is awesome and everything's great and everybody's friendly and there would never be any kind of mean agenda to destroy your gene pool. No, you know, the government can be trusted, blah, blah, blah. There's a lot of white kids that believe all that garbage, and that's why they promote communism and socialism. But you know what? You know who's got a better, a more accurate vision of reality? Is a black kid who grew up on the streets of the Bronx. And you know why? Because that kid had it hard. That kid has dealt with bullies and fist fights maybe and theft. And The kid has had to survive, and the kid knows that the world is not a super easy, nice place. And that kid knows you got to fight for survival in this world, whereas the white kid often is totally oblivious to reality. At least those are some of the things that I've observed. So, you know, look, I'm going to go out and I'm going to keep telling truth about all this. And I appreciate all your support. If you're a member of the Black community in America, share this. And I want you to know there are scientists like myself who people perceive as being white who recognize exactly what is happening to you. We know it's true. And I'm going to keep sounding the alarm on all of this as long as I can. Thank you for listening. Mike Adams, the Health Ranger here, naturalnews.com. Take care.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.